Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3290. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And two, right in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods not to serve for the 4th of July. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk. All right, here we go. Man left with painful four-hour erection after being infected with COVID-19.
Huh.
Meanwhile, a robber eludes police by jumping into the ocean until he sees the biggest fish that he's ever seen. Speaking of, California high-speed chase ends after driver launches off a cliff. Did we mention the story of COVID-19 and for 4 hours being stiff? And a man makes an amazing discovery that by not going to a bar, he's saving money. Whoa! That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Oh, like butter. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, whose favorite song is Pink Floyd's Comfortably Dumb, and found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3290.
The Large and in Charge program we have for you today. Really is a large and in charge program.
You think so?
Yeah, man. We got all kinds of crap going on in here.
I know none of it.
It's going to be huge. The head chef's in.
I heard that. Yeah. The crowd was forming outside.
Not only is the head chef in, but if you're planning on having some food for the 4th of July.
No, I abstain that day. I don't know if you're
having a couple people over doing the backyard social distancing thing. Maybe you're going to someone else's house. Either way, Mike Hawk, you brought up the fact the other day. I can't remember if it was on the air or not. I don't remember if we were in a commercial break and talking, but either way, you said you absolutely hate cold pasta salads.
Correct. I think it was on the live video yesterday.
Cold macaroni salads, not something that you are interested in at all. You can't stand it. You love warm pasta.
Correct.
But anything that's cold, which is typical of a 4th of July kind of picnic.
Yeah, because it's in the summer at all.
It threw me off when I was a kid because, like you said, I love pasta. And then I'd go up there and it's like, oh, cool, there's this big pasta dish over there. And I'd get myself two heaping scoops of it. And then I'd dive into it and it was cold. I hated that it was cold.
Macaroni salad, one of my favorites. Just the standard one. But we do have for you today. Yeah. We brought in...
Of all the pasta salads, man, seriously, the macaroni salad's the worst. It's the one that has peas and carrots and all the garbage.
It's just, yeah.
Okay, well, either way, we have four for you to try today. They are Karen-based recipes. This is not your standard macaroni salad made with a mayonnaise base, a little bit of mustard and some relish or whatever your deal is, however you do it. These are a little bit more foo-foo. So we're going to see if we can maybe get you to enjoy a cold pasta salad because you'll probably enjoy some for the 4th of July weekend. It's okay if you don't because the head chef has a list of foods that you should not serve for the 4th of July.
Yeah, apparently eggnog's on that list. Disappointed.
There's all kinds of things like, wow, who knew? I'm not supposed to be serving that. So that is coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat Potatoes. We also have an update for you if you've been listening for the last few days. We've been talking to Warren Williamson. He is the president of the Tribute to Fallen Soldiers group. They are doing their Memorial Torch Run. They reached out to us to see if we could hook them up with some of those KISW face masks available now at KISW.com. And he needed 100 of them, at least 100 of them, as far as we knew.
He's got a real big head.
And as you know, when you buy,
I'm gonna need 100.
When you pick up a KSW face mask, a portion of each mask sold goes to our friends at the Washington State Nurses Association. So we can't just give them out because the idea was to raise money for this great charity. So we believe that we have found someone who's willing to help us out in this great adventure. So
I understand the blackmail goes a long way.
It really does. So coming up, hopefully, we can see if we can supply those guys.
I meant me, Ted.
That's right. For the
ladies. I'm a black male. I go a long way.
With a mask that they need as they are going to embark on a cross-country ride. The Memorial Torch Run starts in Eugene, Oregon. This is the 11th year that they've done that. They take 22 days and drive across the United States of America.
They ride, Miles.
Yeah, they do ride.
They're not driving. They ride and they
stop by 60-some families' homes who have service members who have been lost in combat.
Then from there, the family signed those flags. They continue that all the way to Arlington Cemetery, August 2nd, 22 days later. They make a presentation there. They just wanted the masks for the ride. We said, hey, man, no problem. This is great, but we believe we've got something hooked up. So we're really excited about that, to be honest with you, because we think we pulled it off. So that's all coming up on the show. As we do today, we play Big Dummy. It is a positive Friday for us because we're taking tomorrow off. Yeah. We're taking a three-day weekend over the 4th of July. So it's positive Friday, Thursday Eve, Friday, whatever you want to call it. Today's a positive show. It's going to be a big one. We'll do our men's room poll. Last time
what
we asked
call
you.
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, positive Friday.
Friday. We are three-day weekend. Enjoy this weather. You know what I mean? Just get out. Get some rays. I already got my plus five suntan lotion ready to go. Okay, let's get into Big Dummy. Men's room poll. Last time we asked you to pick an exotic bird to eat. The reason for this is we had a story down in the San Francisco Zoo. They could not figure out who was coming in and who ate three different kangaroos. Now, they thought it was an inside job, much like Jay Cutler thought for a little bit. It could have been his house cat that was killing these things. But lo and behold, they found a bobcat, a young 40-pound bobcat.
Robert cat, come on.
Roaming the city in San Francisco. This was actually the cat that was responsible for the three deaths of the kangaroos. So in our world, we figured, okay, we're going to break into a zoo. We're going to eat something. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we picked the bird enclosure, the exotic bird enclosure. So your choices for an exotic bird to eat included the snow owl, the flamingo, the toucan, or the penguin.
Yes.
And as we do,
delicious.
If you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, we put the poll up there. You get to voting. And here's how the votes shook out. As far as the bird that you really did not want to eat so much, coming in at a tie at number 3 at 15%, that would be the snow owl or the toucan.
Well, now let's be clear about the snow owl. Most people, if they said anything about the snow owl, it wasn't that I don't think it would taste good. It was, I would just feel guilty eating a snow owl.
Correct. Number 2 was the flamingo, which actually can be eaten. We discovered a couple recipes out there for a roasted flamingo. 25%
July 4th weekend's coming up.
Said flamingo it is. You know, find your favorite exotic hotel. Just go there at night, 2 a.m., pluck one of those bad boys out of the pond out front. I can think of one place in Palm Springs. Bring it back to the hotel room, grill that bad boy up.
I would love to show up at the potluck July 4th, you know, backyard barbecue thing and show up with my world-famous grilled flamingo dish.
I think it's Desert Hills Marriott that has the flamingos all out front down there. The number one bird you wanted to eat, hands down, no question, 45% of you picked the penguin. So there you go on the responses to last week's exotic bird to eat men's room poll.
Yeah, if you watch that movie, March of the Penguins, my mouth just watered the whole time.
This time we're actually going to give you a poll of some realistic choices. We all know that the 4th of July weekend means grilling out, having fun, enjoying the fireworks and everything else. Ted, I know you are pretty steadfast in the fact that you really just need two things. You need hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah, I think July 4th is just plain old hamburger hot dog.
Right, and that's it. And not that people don't do pulled pork or do all kinds of different things all day and take the time to maybe do a brisket or whatever, but you really don't have to go through all that if you don't eat
it. Right, and I've eaten fancier stuff. I've eaten crabs on 4th of July, but...
But you don't need it. Like, that's fine.
You can do it a different day.
I think even growing up in Maryland, if we had crabs on the 4th, there were still hamburgers and hot dogs around.
Sure, right.
They are there no matter what.
So we're going to assume that just the standard fare is there. Hamburgers, hot dogs, you want to put a men's room sausage on the grill, that's my plan for the weekend. But the most important thing is the sides. You know, the sides matter. So we're going to ask you to pick one side to go with your hot dog or hamburger. Your choices are... Corn on the cob, which is pretty standard.
Classic.
4th of July.
Strong.
Number 2 is watermelon, which I think, I can't think of any other food that reflects a holiday other than turkey for Thanksgiving the way the watermelon does for the 4th of July.
That's fair.
Within the
hot
dogs and hamburger realm. Watermelon just seems that's the day. If you say, what day is watermelon day? You go, well, probably 4th of July.
And I feel like it's the one day a year that I don't eat it cut up. Like I eat it off the rind.
Yeah, people get different on 4th of July, man. Like the way they attack watermelon, I'm saying. You're right. That is, it's just all
well, watermelon and corn can kind of be attacked the same way. I mean, you just chip
but
it.
But I always eat my corn the same way.
How's that?
If it's on the cob, I mean, it's not like I switch it up.
Do you do typewriter style?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, I think what he's saying is, like, watermelon is different because sometimes I'll have it cut up.
Right.
Oh, as far as...
But, like, on 4th of July, like, I want to hold that piece of watermelon like a piece of pie.
Exactly.
But also, if you make a lotte, you could scrape it off and... Have it as a
yes, if I make lotte. Yes, Ted, I know.
A lotte?
What is a lotte?
Like Mexican corn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I had that last night. I didn't know what the hell it's called. Well, I made it. I didn't know it was called Elote.
Elote. E-L-O-A-T-E?
I think
so.
I can't
believe that's the one thing I can almost spell.
Elote.
Foreign language.
All right, give me some of that Elote, Garcon. E-L. Number three is deviled eggs. Deviled eggs, one of my favorite things. For whatever reason, man, you know, once you pop, you can't stop.
Right, again, I don't know why they show up in the middle of summer, though.
But they do.
I think one reason why, because they go fast. Yeah. If you bring deviled eggs, it's not like they sit out in the sun. Once people know they're there, everyone eats them.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you can bring deviled eggs to someone's party because, first of all, they're individual. They're an individual serve. Yep. It's not like you're scooping into something or anything like that. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have the fortune of summer not starting until September. So when you would normally put this stuff out during the day anywhere else across the United States, the sun would hit it. It would heat up. You got mayonnaise baking in the sun. We don't have to worry about that. We don't even need ice. You can just put that stuff out. It's good all day. Number four on the list in honor of Mike Hawk would be macaroni salad.
Yeah, there you go, Mike.
So your four sides that you get to pick from. That would be corn on the cob, and you can only pick one side. Hamburger, hot dog on the house. Mm. I mean, you could pick one side. Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad. That is our men's room poll. All right, we ready to do Big Dummy? 206-421-ROCK, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Celeste.
Hola.
Willie, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Willie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Willie, you need to pick a side here. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Well, because when I was a kid, I used to blow up watermelons on the 4th of July. I'm going to say watermelon.
Watermelon. I think I'm right there with you. I think that's going to be the side that I'm going to pick, because you can keep eating watermelon all day. You never really get full.
I think it's impossible to get full on watermelon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's going to be my side, because I can have as much as I want, no questions asked.
By the way, Rose Tacoma, she let us know that as we were talking about pasta salad, she said, I'm making one for the 4th. Not that I'm going to be hanging with her, but I still felt compelled to say, don't add any weird S, Rose. She did not. Ted, you'll like this. Peppered salami and olives.
There you go.
Bam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right there, Willie. Here is your first question. What ocean is the island of Madagascar located in?
Oh, man. Geography. I know the country that it's off the coast of.
That's going to help.
If that were the question, that would be fantastic.
And it is off the east southern coast of that country. Or continent.
The Atlantic.
I know this one. What? The Native American Ocean.
Yes, the Native American Ocean. The Indian Ocean.
Indian. Okay.
All right, your question. How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
Four.
How did you know that so quick, Willie?
Let's just say I know my bovine.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I thought I knew a lot
about
cow. I know
her, too. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I knew that.
What?
I don't know why I knew that, but as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh,
is that
four.
But is that the only part of the cow that most people do not eat? It seems like everything else in the cow, from the bones to the marrow.
They stop at the tongue, right? People eat the tongue.
They eat the tongue.
But you eat beef tongue.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They stop there. We don't tend to go past that so much.
Okay. Well, game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
In Baltimore, be Anthony. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Anthony, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, tripe.
Tripe.
Right. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was cow or sheep.
Oh, okay. I have heard of that. Anthony, our men's room poll.
I think it's a few animals, just the stomach.
Ah, okay.
You don't have to eat tripe, but pick a side. Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
It's got to be watermelon.
Watermelon.
People remember this, man, because watermelon, if you bring something over, people are going to basically judge you based on what you bring. There's nothing wrong with bringing over a watermelon. I mean, you're never going to go wrong with that.
No. Yeah, but also understand, you need to eat a lot of watermelon before you bring your watermelon, because once you drop it on the table, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. What is the only U.S. state that grows coffee?
That grows coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Texas?
Oh, look, give me a second here. I really need to think this through.
Everyone else, Mike got it.
It's gonna be dry and arid, right?
I don't know. I don't grow coffee.
Arizona.
Hawaii.
Oh, dummy.
Uh-huh. Dummy. I never look in the bottom left of the map there where Alaska and Hawaii are right beside each other. Forget about that.
I know a lot of kids grew up thinking, you know, Alaska's right next to Hawaii. It's on every map. All right, here's the question. What chemical element did the ancients call brimstone?
Can you repeat that?
I sure can. Which chemical element did the ancients call brimstone?
Brimstone.
So now talk about fire and brimstone. We call brimstone by a different name now.
I'll pass.
No idea. I'll give you a hint. When I fart, the thing that gives it the stink is brimstone.
Sulfur?
Oh, so now you get it.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's it.
Deviled eggs is an option.
By the way, Rose is also making deviled eggs. She did, she followed up with me there.
I've never made those.
Never made them?
No.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know that I have either. I have done, I've scooped the crap back into the whites, but I don't know that I ever mixed the yolks up.
I made egg salad.
I made egg salad. Then I asked myself, why did I do that? Because I don't like this nearly as much as I wanted to. All right, your question. What famous TV cops drove a 1974 Ford Torino?
Is that Starsky and Hutch?
That's Starsky and Hutch. Very good.
Well, which one do you want? Good, because I'll take anything.
We talk about the cars.
No, it's the Starsky and Hutch movie. There's two girls.
I didn't see the movie. I remember the show
that's
as
like
a
the
kid.
Line. Like, which one do you want? And he says like the blonde. He's like, yeah, good, whatever. I'll take anything.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Who was the cool guy in Starsky and Hutch?
I mean, they were both, I guess, depending.
I don't know, man.
From the TV
Snoop Dogg
show.
Played him. Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear. Oh, God, yeah. Huggy Bear was clearly the coolest cat on that show.
Yeah.
Hello, Brad. Thanks, welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Braddy there.
Hello. Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brad on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Sober.
All right, Brad, welcome to the show. Brad, our men's room poll picking a side for the fourth. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Hands down, deviled eggs all the way.
All right.
All right. See if Rose will invite you over. She's hooking them up.
Mm-hmm. She'll wax your unibrow.
There you go, man. She can wax your satchel and hand you a deviled egg. Like, that is a full-service 4th of July party. Some people play cornhole. Rose plays satchel waxing.
Can I get it parted in the middle and feathered on the sides?
I want a testicular mullet. All right.
Look like a goat.
Testicular Caesar ring.
I want a beard. A beard at the bottom. Just hang it.
Like Lou Albano.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I can braid it with a rubber band.
It's a new look we're going for.
It's kind of like a rat tail.
Get on that for us, Rose. Make it happen. All right, here is your question. In both the book and the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry?
Never read it, never seen it. A watch.
A watch is not a bad guess. Believe it or not, it's a towel.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Well, one of the things, you know, you can keep yourself dry, you can fold it up for a pillow, but in particular, there's this very vicious creature out there, but it's very, very dumb. So the bad news is, if you see this creature, things might not work out well for you. But it's so dumb that it believes that if you can't see it, it can't see you. So you throw the towel over your head and it'll walk on by.
Huh.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. Since you talk about how often you read, what was Tom Clancy's first novel, published in 1984? It was also a movie with Alec Baldwin. The movie came out in 1990.
They're singing?
No clue.
There is, in fact, singing. Mm-hmm. It's not really a musical, but there is
Tom
singing.
Tom Clancy?
Tom Clancy was his first published novel.
Is it the submarine one?
Yes. Yes.
The Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October.
That's right. I say, like, you can hear them singing. What are the Russians doing? Yeah. They're singing.
All right, one question before we hit the break. What is the capital of Canada?
Quebec?
Ottawa.
Hang on the line there for us.
More Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock if you would like to be a contestant. In the meantime, Brad playing for Team Sober. And Brad, as we went to break there, you got question number four wrong. So you're back for question number five.
Question number five, multiple choice. What country is Pippi Longstocking from? Germany, Russia, Sweden, or Ireland? I got this one way wrong.
Sweden, C.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean, yeah? You knew that?
I only would guess Sweden because she had pigtails.
Well, I would guess...
You know what?
I would get, guess Ireland by the fact that she had freckles, red hair, pigtails, yes, but just the idea
I'd guess Russia. Look, I had no freaking idea.
Pippi Longstocking. What was her deal?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember the show vaguely growing up as a kid, but I mean, what was it about her that was so special that we needed to know?
That's a very good question.
She was a book, right?
Well, yeah, but what is her story? Why do we care what Pippi Longstocking
is? It was a TV show like when I was a real little kid, but it was kind of before my time, but I still don't know what her deal is. Anyway, game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Wait, like, was she a kid? Is she Mary Poppins person?
She was a kid, but what I got here is just says that she's the fictional main character of a series of children's books. So she's just a main character talking about her life.
Having different adventures. Okay.
And her shenanigans.
Pippi shenanigans.
Classic.
I would go to that strip club. Welcome to Pippi Shenanigans. Okay.
What are you doing last night, Pippi?
Shenanigans.
Oh, no. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola. Kevin, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober all the way.
All right, Kevin, welcome to the show. Kevin, it's the 4th of July. You need to pick a side. Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad. What are you going with?
Keeping it real, going corn on the cob, baby.
Corn on the
right
cob.
Right on.
I predict that to be the winner, but who knows?
Really? I'm picking watermelon.
That's what I'm
doing. I'm taking corn on the cob, but I think watermelon would be the
only issue I have with corn on the cob is I feel like that's a staple all through the summer.
It is.
It just seems like the first time you really eat it is July 4th here. You know what I mean? Like, it's the
I had it twice last
summer.
Week.
Oh, did
yeah.
you?
I did. Oh. Me and Deb were just talking about that, hooking it up with the that mayonnaise and the queso fresco and...
I made four of them on a grill with a buddy, but there was only three of us. So then I was walking home, and I kind of like, I forgot. I was like, oh, I got corn on the cob in my pocket, in foil.
Wait a minute. So you snagged the other one?
I paid for.
Oh, okay. Then you get that.
Are you supposed to take food home with you when you go to someone else's house?
It wasn't like a party. It was literally just three dudes social distancing on a roof grilling.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. I got corn in my pocket.
Yeah, and then I ate it cold.
How was that? It was a disappointing.
Pocket no, corn. I was going to say, I was 10 beers deep, so it was delicious.
It was fine. Okay. All right, here is your question. David Lee Roth recently announced that he's changing his name to what? This is fresh off the presses.
To Mr. Entertainment.
Mr. Entertainment.
Not a bad guess.
That would be a fine name for him.
It was Diamond Dave for a while.
It was Diamond Dave. So it's one of two options here. All right. So the first one is David L. Roth, but he's being dead serious, or L. Roth, but not just the letter L, E-L.
So he's dropping the Lee.
Yes. So you can call him L. Roth, but keep in mind, not the letter L.
He's got to spell it like E-L. The Roth.
Right.
I see.
You think that's what he's doing, the Roth?
This is really going to launch his career.
Oh, I smell a comeback. All right, your question. During which war did the flag flying above Fort McHenry inspire the Star-Spangled Banner?
The Civil War.
Revolutionary.
No, 1812.
War of 1812.
What year was that?
You got to wonder how it would have started if you wrote it now, right? Because you go back to the early 1800s, you might say something like, oh, say, did you? Nobody says that now.
Over there.
It'd have been like, damn. All right, your question. Which company makes Golden Crisp cereal?
It's going to be Kellogg's.
Kellogg's Golden has Crisp. Too much respect.
Is that a Golden Graham ripoff?
I don't think you'd confuse them. Yes, it's Post. Post, by the way, from my perspective, makes the least appetizing breakfast cereals around. Like Kellogg says, hey, we know you got kids. We know this S isn't healthy, but who cares? It's good. It's fun. They're happy. Post is like, you will be healthy.
Yeah, you can figure it out just by buying the little 8-pack minis. Because Post makes one in Kellogg's.
Post is horrible.
So you can make the determination which one of those two sample
packs.
But
that was Mr. Post's whole thing.
I know, but ease up. Like General Mills, they come out swinging. They're like, you want Cinnamon Toast Crunch? We got Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though.
Would you eat Post Malone?
Post Malone cereal. Made with flakes of his real skin.
I'd lick his sweat because I feel like it would get me high.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Like one of them.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Ow, like one of them weird frogs.
Hey, Post, let me just lick you, bro. I would pay to watch that. All right, your question. What is the largest animal to have ever existed on planet Earth?
Brontosaurus Rex.
I like that.
Is it a dinosaur?
It is not.
Oh, so the blue whale.
Well, I also would have accepted Big Shirley. But yes, the blue whale.
It needed the money. Question 5, Kevin.
Have you heard the fun argument about you got to make a football team with just animals?
No.
So, right, just a hypothetical, but you got to decide.
The players are animals themselves?
Correct.
Okay.
But then you got to decide continent, land, sea animals, because it started with any animal, and it was like, well, the blue whale would be the whole offensive line.
For sure. But
I'm going rhino.
I think my defensive line would be rhinos. My fullback would be a rhino.
Trust me, you can go from country to country, do this having a beer, you'll waste
Elephants are my offensive line.
And this is how you learn about different animals and different continents.
Yeah.
I'm going for a gorilla with quarterback based on the poop-throwing skills.
Oh, you would go chimp.
Yeah, oh, chimpanzee.
I would definitely go chimp. All right, your question. On the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of Springfield's music store?
Jeez.
Think of an Egyptian king, and then change it a little bit.
Pharaohs, I don't know.
Hold on.
It's the Simpsons just being...
Is it King Tutankhamun?
Close, King Tut.
Oh, King Tut.
King Tut. I think I have that title now. All right, the question, how many tentacles does a squid have?
Eight.
Six?
Ten.
Ten tentacles.
Ten tentacles.
I miss calamari.
What do you mean you miss calamari?
Just one of those foods that typically you go out and sit down and appetize.
You know what?
Maybe you get fried calamari every once in a while, and it's not something I purchase or buy.
I just say you make a fine point. I know people have made calamari at home, but generally speaking, right. If you're
like
eating fried calamari, you are not home.
Right.
Oh, you haven't made it in an air fryer?
Not yet, but I might give it a go.
I bet the house would smell great, Ted. Give it a try.
Ooh, is that... Do I smell squid?
Do I smell oven-roasted fish?
Yay.
Ugh.
All right, your question. Who created Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, God, I know
I know you know.
Drawing a blank. What's his name? Mike something or other.
Yeah. Oh, you're halfway to home. Goes.
Speak to the...
Wapner.
I don't know.
Judy.
Don't know.
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
Yes, and wow. For Judy and Wapner.
Speak to them. Question 8, Kevin.
Ooh, I'm getting up there.
Congratulations. All right, this is fresh off the presses. Asked recently about wearing a mask to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Donald Trump said he actually kind of likes wearing a mask because it makes you feel like what fictional hero?
Batman.
What's that, Kevin?
Said Batman.
Batman.
Nope. Batman, no.
I did not read this one.
You didn't read this?
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Is that real?
Yes.
I swear to God.
He said that in a press conference.
You know the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. His eyes.
He covers his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, look, man, you know, because everyone's been cool. Getting on him about it. He said, look, I'll be honest with you. I don't really do it publicly because you don't want to look weak, all that. But, you know, when I'm in a crowded room or something, yeah, I wear it. And I kind of like wearing it because it makes you feel like the Lone Ranger.
He's pulling it up too high.
Yep. All right, your question. How many strings are on a standard violin?
4.
All right.
Did you say all 6, right. Mike?
Yeah.
Really? Dude, you played, what the hell did you play? Trombone.
Yeah. Right, that's nowhere near the string section.
No, but I just...
But you're in the same band.
No.
I mean, they're orchestra.
What high school orchestra? Band has a string section?
Really?
Right.
There's high school orchestra.
Yeah, we had string section.
Right, there's in high your school. Band?
Yeah. I mean, in orchestra.
Right, you had band and orchestra.
It was in band.
There was band class, there was orchestra class.
Well, I
trombone,
know.
Symphony orchestra.
Trombone's also in the orchestra, right?
No, it's never? In the wind ensemble. It's in the band.
All right.
And then
wow,
the
you are touchy about that.
I am, okay. Man.
I'm just picturing a guy dot in the eye playing the violin in the marching band.
Your go first, dude. The game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant ready to play the game.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Matthew, you there?
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hola.
Matthew, sober, not sober?
I'm not sober.
You are sober?
I can tell.
No, not sober.
Oh, gotcha. Oh. Okay, Matthew.
I'm good now.
All right, Matthew, we're going to pick a side for Thanksgiving on our, Jesus, 4th of July in our men's room poll. I wish we were there already.
Getting a little ahead of yourself.
Corn on the, doesn't it feel like Thanksgiving? Look outside. Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad. What are you taking?
I thought about this because I love all four, and I have all three of them year-round, corn on the cob, watermelon, and deviled eggs, so macaroni and salad I never have, so I'm picking it.
Okay.
There's a reason why you never have it.
We're going to have it.
That's the worst pick.
No macaroni salad with all the crap in it. It's, you know, no celery and stuff. It's, you know, pickles, onions, eggs, macaroni, mustard, mayonnaise. Salt and pepper.
Basically, you're just anti-celery.
Well, that's a traditional recipe.
No, I
right
dig
there
it. I'm right there with salad. Him, man. Yeah, yeah. Fine. By the way, just a comment came in. Calamari in an air fryer is even better. Dear God, help me. I air fry leftovers. Thrill, you're a shill for the small appliance industry. Mm-hmm. So it turns out the calamari will be delicious.
Let's see if they send you their new model.
They won't.
With a rotisserie in it.
All right, here's your question. What adventure story introduced Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum?
Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum. It's a pirate. Adventure story pirate. Is that Treasure Island?
Okay. One and done, Matthew. Very good. On Team Not Sober. All right. I was thinking Pirates of the Caribbean because that's what they sing on the ride. I wasn't thinking Treasure Island at the very beginning.
I've never been on that ride. I don't know who sings Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum. By the way, we were taught, Ted, you said play the game. You pick an animal to represent your football team.
Correct.
Someone says they already have a cheetah in the NFL. His name is Tom Brady.
Oh, man. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
I'm just telling you, I have done this with some friends. Like, you get a few beers, and it gets intense.
Yeah, I bet arguments break out.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Andy, you sober, hola. Not sober?
Not.
Not. All right, Andy. Andy, a men's room poll. Pick a side for the 4th. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Give me the deviled egg.
Deviled eggs it is.
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited about it.
You okay, man?
I'm great.
All right, cool.
All right. I've been on hold a while.
Yeah.
I was even kind of on hold, honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, we did the best we could.
Let's do this.
You know, think about being on hold. It's just like listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question.
That's why I almost forgot. I was like, oh, hey.
Talking to me.
That's a good point.
All right, here's your question. What is a particle of light called?
Particle of light?
A light particle.
Particle of photon?
One and done!
And said with such confidence.
Hey, you know, that's a great idea. Here's what we'll do, okay? We'll find like 10 or 15 businesses in the greater Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
When people get put on hold, right, they hear the show, all right? But then we can actually pull them up on the air. So if you call like the Department of Transportation or something trying to pay a speeding ticket, you get put on hold. In the meantime, you can talk to us.
Hey, Bill, we know you're number 638.
Just pull them right up there. What can we help you with? I'll go to hell. Get in here and pay that ticket, you jackass. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Nathan, are you there?
Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Nathan. All of our contestants who have not been sober today have been one and done. So, Nathan, pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
I'm going corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
All right.
This is a tight race.
So many jokes. All right, here is your question. I go for the beaches. Where do fallen Norse soldiers go?
Oh.
Yeah.
Where do fallen Norse soldiers... What was the question?
Where do fallen Norse soldiers go?
Valhalla.
Nice. Damn. One and done again. Not sober is killing it today. That is 3-1 and done. It's very good.
Because I think when you're not sober, you don't bother to second guess yourself, right? It hits your brain, you just say it.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big
Hello, Chris.
Dummy.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Petrola.
Hola.
Chris on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Unfortunately sober.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it means you'll be here a while.
Okay, we're going to do a little 4th of July weekend fun here. Pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
It's got to be watermelon.
All right. Watermelon it is.
All right, here is your question. On what continent is the Gobi Desert?
That would be Asia.
Wow.
One and done.
People are on it.
Man, people are on fire.
Listen, last week it was not like this.
No.
I mean, last week we would go to break, and I mean, you would just hang your head in your hands going, my God.
We've got to find a question for this.
We have failed as a nation. I don't feel like today's questions are particularly easy, but I'm very glad to have some ones and done.
Might be a record on one and done that we've had four so far today. All right, game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Renee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Renee, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
All right.
Why, Renee, why are you so like giggly?
You stoned, Renee?
Yeah, but anyway, go on with your question.
All right. I'll pick a side in our men's room.
I'm trying to get out of my shorts because it's so freaking cold outside while I was smoking it. I just fell down.
Oh, we got a live one.
you're off to a great day, Renee. I'll pick a side. Yeah. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Cackleberry bullets, please.
One and done. What did you say?
I said cackleberry bullets.
Is that corn?
No.
What a
Think about it.
Deviled eggs?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many times you been married, Renee?
Three.
Yeah. Had a pretty pretty good idea. It was not going to be once.
One and done for me, huh?
Yeah, no. You're going for the
gold. All right. Here's your question. Now, we're gonna talk about duos, all right? Like two people together, but I'm not gonna give you the name that you know them by. I'm gonna give you the other name. So in this case, their first names would be Paul and Art, or better known as what musical duo?
Oh gosh, it is Simon and Garfunkel.
One and done.
So easy.
Renee.
You've had
a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
All right, this one's for you, Ted. How about Bruce and Dick?
Oh, Batman and Robin.
God damn. All right, one more for you. Last names, Roberts and Carson.
Last names,
Roberts and Carson, but they're better known as what children's toy?
Children's toy.
Yep.
Children's toy.
You are very familiar with Roberts and Carson here.
So it's two dudes that are children toy.
Did not say it's two dudes.
Oh. Oh.
Raggedy Ann and Andy?
No.
Hang on. Ken and Barbie.
Barbie.
What? Ken Carson. Hi, I'm Ken Carson.
I know. And Barbie Roberts.
Barbie Roberts.
Don't they sound like the neighbors you would hate? Hey, I'm Ken Carson. My wife Barbie. We just moved in next door.
It's Carson Roberts in the morning.
Man, oh man. We're going to get along.
Sounds like the couple in Christmas Vacation. That lives next door.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I guarantee they have jet skis.
Do you have your permit?
I'll try.
Yeah. Do you have your permit? I saw your kid out here selling lemonade. Like, God. Sorry.
We move anywhere where there's an HOA.
Barbie Roberts. I mean, that is a name.
Barbie Millicent Roberts.
Head chef
Millicent?
Coming up. We've got some foods on the way not to serve for the 4th of July. Food you do not want to serve for the 4th of July. And just for you, Mike Hawk, we've got a bunch of delicious cold macaroni salad for you to try. That's all coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.